The real genius of Macintosh, Apple's newest personal computer, isn't its 32-bit microprocessor, or that it captures the power of a mainframe on a board 10 by 10 inches, or even that it costs half as much as computers half as powerful. The real genius of Macintosh is that you don't have to be a genius to use it. Macintosh, the computer for the rest of us.
Hello, and welcome to Goldcast, the best 30 plus minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. I'm your host, Irfan Elijah. Joining me today, with Leander out on vacation, he's finally getting the peace and quiet needed to start writing Leander's new book. Lewis Wallace is here.
Hey, been like this all week.
Just hammering out that new book.
Yeah, man. Ooh.
Yeah.
Copying and pasting as fast as I can from Wikipedia and other extremely fantastic sources and just tap.
Oh, you've been using Wikipedia as a source? I know it's going to be good.
Doesn't everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Most of your, most high-profile journalists just copy stuff. Just page after page of Wikipedia right into their books.
That's unfair. They also copy stuff from other blogs.
Whoopsie.
The cat's out of the bag now. We've given up journalism's great secret. Well, where is Leander? Because I know he's gone, but I don't know where he actually went. He's out on vacation for what, 2-3 weeks? It's his yearly summer vacation, which happens every summer. Where did he go this time?
This time he's down in Mexico.
Mexico.
Went down to Mexico City.
Mexico City.
If you're down there, look him up.
Look for...
pretty small little town, only a few million people.
Look for four gringos who all look exactly alike. Leander's sons look like Leander clones. It's unbelievable. They all look exactly like him.
Except they're all about a foot taller than him.
Yeah,
he's not short.
No, he's not a short guy. But I saw him with that beard down in Mexico. Just his beard and that very European Speedo. And he's letting it all loose down there.
Yeah, I wonder how the tequila tastes. You just drop a shot of that into the Stella. I wonder if it's... Is that the
Stella
way to go?
And tequila? That's a combination I'm proud to say I've never tried, and nor should anyone ever try.
A Bwala maker.
I'm sure that Leander has tried several. Can you imagine a more appropriate vacation for Leander than a place known for cerveza? He's going to be down there. He's going to be getting crazy. He might not come back.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it for him. You know, I wish I was there.
Yeah. He's going to be real dark. If he does come back, he's going to be like 2 or 3 shades darker. You might not even recognize him.
Yeah, it is possible. He just might buy a house down there and stay.
Stay down there forever?
He could write a book from there, just as simple as from here.
He could have you write his books from down there. He could have you write his books from everywhere. That's the beauty of the system. No matter where he is, all he's got to do is just type by Leander Caney once the process is all done. And it's as easy as that. Collect those checks. Those Amazon checks, they just roll on.
It's a sweet, sweet system.
It's a good gig. He's built a nice life for himself. Well, it's a slow Apple news week, but that's never stopped us before. We got all sorts of great stuff to talk about. We have these unbelievable ASMR iPhone advertisements that just came out. And it just goes to show that I say this every week. People don't believe me. Tim Cook, he's our number one fan. He listens every week. And I think that he did these ASMR iPhone advertisements that just came out. I think he did them as a thank you to Leander Caney for writing that glowing book about him. I think this is his secret thank you. He used the force of Apple's marketing arm to create these ASMR ads. It's everything Leander loves, all wrapped together into one single package. And we'll play some of these for you. If you never heard ASMR, you're in for a big treat. You're in for a big treat. You can just kick back, relax, have a Stella Artois, and unwind with some of the best ASMR Apple can create. Also, we'll touch on the new Samsung Galaxy Note Impressions. This new device just came out. And I think there are some interesting tidbits about this phone. And it shows some of the things that we would like to come to the iPhone so we can kind of make those comparisons. And I forgot to mention, I think this ASMR story that we're going to talk about here in just a sec, one of the reasons it's interesting is because it highlights some very powerful features that the iPhone is capable of. And it got me thinking about just how great the iPhone is as a video camera. So I always also wanted to talk about it for that reason. And we're gonna have another iPhone tip for you guys. This is a hot one. And if you don't know this, you're going to use this tip all the time. It's something that I use day in, day out. And surprisingly, a lot of people don't know how to do it. So we'll tell you how to decline phone calls on your iPhone. Not just mute them so that the ringer stops, but to how to actually decline them so your phone sends the people directly to voicemail. And because we have a little extra time, I thought we could wrap up with a wacky, bizarre story about how the internet is stalking me. Do you know those situations that you have where you're talking about something with a friend and then all of a sudden it starts appearing all over the internet? Lewis, has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, there's a term for that, and now I can't remember what it is.
Okay, I had three instances. I believe they all happened consecutively. So one happened one day, another one happened the next day, and then another one happened on the third day. And they just kept getting stranger and stranger and stranger. This might be the most unbelievable the internet is stalking me story that you guys have ever heard. I can pretty much guarantee you the third final day, something happened that I could not believe. And once you hear it, I think you'll agree that I have the best one of these stories that you've ever heard. So
unbelievable stories. Here. Everybody loves them.
You know what? I hope people enjoy these stories because I like telling them. But I feel like that's the best part of what we do here on this show. So if you have any stories, Lewis, do you have any stories that you want to tell, Lewis?
I'm not prepared to share right now.
Okay. You think of a story because it's going to be just you and me here this week and next week. And I might be bringing on a guest for week three. I'm working on something. We'll see what happens. Okay. Before we dive into the first story here, I want to say thank you to myself for supporting this episode. I don't talk about Cult Cloth nearly enough, but I released a product about, I don't know, 3-4 years ago that is the best product that I have found to clean your gadgets in your life. In fact, I just used the Cult Cloth on my MacBook Pro about 30 minutes ago, Lewis. Whoo! Yeah. This thing was dirty. It looked like I had brushed my teeth for about a week or two in front of the screen of my MacBook Pro. You know those little splatters that you get all over your screen? And then I'm not even going to talk about what I found, what was covering my keyboard. I've been getting a little bit lazy. I actually went out of town. I took my MacBook Pro with me. So I didn't clean it as often as I normally would. Well, I took a Cult Cloth to this machine. It's glistening like a hairless Alex E. Heath covered in shea butter under the Mexican sun. How do you like that analogy?
Oh, please help me unsee it. Mental image.
Just glistening. This computer looks exactly like it did the day I got it because I keep it clean. The thing, the magic of the Cult Cloth is the way the cloths are made. They're made from this special fiber. It's a crushed fiber, and it goes through these extremely expensive machines that break down the fiber so that when it's woven into a cloth, the surface area is drastically expanded. And that's what creates the magic of microfiber is the surface areas, all the little hairs that pick up deritrus. Did I say that right? Someone corrected me last time and I had to go look it up. I think I got
detritus.
Detritus. Thank you. Detritus. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Anytime.
Otherwise, I'm going to get an angry tweet about that again. Detritus. All the little specks and the oil and everything, they get scooped up by the fibers. Well, the fibers in the Cult Cloth are broken down even further, so they have cracks in them. So they are able to pick up a lot more detritus and hairs and skin cells and all the stuff that's all over your iPhone, your Apple Watch, your MacBook Pro, the keyboard. You wipe this thing across your Apple Watch over your iPhone, there's nothing left behind but sparkling glass metal. You can see them in action over at cultcloth.co, cultcloth.co. And if you like what you see, you can use code CULTCAST to check out. You'll score yourself a free 8x8 clean cloth with any order at cultcloth.co. Okay, let's talk about ASMR. I'm actually happy that Leander's not here for this segment because he gets so churned on. It's just gross. we don't actually want him to be on the show when he first discovers these. He needs this is something that he needs to listen to in private. And I don't want to be anywhere near him when he starts listening to these for the first time. He's going to be breathing. He'd be breathing heavy into his mic, rubbing his beard all over his microphone. It just get weird. Apple is jumping on the ASMR trend for its latest series of shot on iPhone ads that were created to help you relax no matter where you are. ASMR, you may not know what it means. It's short for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. Thank you for that, Lewis. It's a psychophysiological response to quiet sounds, and it spawned a popular community on YouTube that makes videos designed for to make the hair on your neck just tingle to make you relax right in your chair. That there's one. You just did one. You just did an AS. That's a Lewis ASMR and an LSMR, if you will. Oh, there's a whole new YouTube channel that we just figured out. LSMR. It's just Lewis making quiet sounds for you. How do you like that?
That's going to be huge.
You could just rub the hair on your forearm, which I know is ample, and maybe clean your ears.
But yeah, give me a cold cloth.
brush your teeth.
Jam it in.
Whoa, calm down, Lewis.
My ear. Jeez.
Come on now. Well, in its first ASMR effort, Apple has released 30 minutes worth of soothing sounds accompanied by gorgeous videos, all recorded on the iPhone. The four videos take you through hiking trails, a wood shop, a ghost, a forest, and more. I just happen to have some of those ASMR sounds right here. Should we listen to a couple of them here, Lewis?
If we dare. If we dare.
This is the wood shop, and I'm happy Leander's not here to hear this because, well, never mind. Here we go. Baby. Ooh. Sorry, I'm ruining the effect with all my sound effects. Okay. This is the ghost forest. Ready for this one, Lewis? Are you ready to be relaxed?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Should you be walking along a beach in Nesquin, Oregon, you'll see countless monoliths rising up from the sea. As the waves drift effortlessly around them, mists in the distance hide some from view. Others sneak out of the fog.
I don't like that one. There's too much sibilance in it. You know what I'm saying, Lewis?
Yeah, you know, I didn't listen to all of these things, and I'm not a giant, you know, ASMR freak in the first place, but the thing that I found about all these is they're real busy recordings, and when I have had that experience, it's usually happened to me like at a barber shop or something where it's quiet and I'm sitting there and somebody's like, you know, you hear the like snip, snip, snip.
Yeah.
There's like, I think quietness is a part of it. And these things, I found these kind of annoying.
Yeah, they're too grating. They're busy and there's too much variation between quietness and activity. Like when that guy is whittling that thing and it's like,
yeah. That sounds like one of those those Halloween horror sound effects records we used to have back when people had records.
That's like going to UPS and listening to someone use the tape gun or something. This one's much better. This was my favorite one, and this was the one that I think would have put LK at full mast. See, now that one has a consistency to it. There's some atmospheric sounds, and then there's a regularly repeating footstep. That one I actually do find to be really relaxing. How did you like that one?
Even that one, it's just, you know, the walking's a little bit too, you know, purposeful.
Too grating for you.
Purposeful. You know, if it's, you know, if this was going to make that, you know, that thing happen and make my, you know, my scalp tingle, it would have to be like, you know, a little more leisurely and not just more like
so maybe he should walk a little less quickly.
Yeah, you know, slow down, pal.
They should create a San Francisco edition where they put the microphone or they put the iPhone in an alley and then they just hear some guy just having a huge diarrhea.
Slow grunt. Right, oh my God. Right, followed by the alley. Plop.
This is the sound of relief, yeah. But that trail hiking one, I for that for ASMR, I'm normally not a big fan of ASMR either, but that one I can understand. Okay, I'm like, oh, this one's pretty relaxing with the nature sounds and everything. Anyway, the reason I thought this was interesting, I've been using my iPhone a lot to record video in the last week, going on vacation with my family and stuff, and I was out in the forest. I went to all these different national parks, and one of the things I was thinking during the vacation is how well the iPhone picks up people's voices in proximity around the iPhone. So they can be in front of you and it makes the audio very prominent. They can be off to the side and it kind of makes their audio sound a little bit farther away, but you can still hear it very clearly. It's kind of magical how well the iPhone works for taking video and including accurate sound reproduction in those videos, especially for something that you carry in your pocket at all times. And if you've ever worked with audio equipment, you know how difficult it can be to have audio sound clear and present, especially when it's not literally right in front of the microphone. It's in proximity around the microphone. That's much harder to pick up in an accurate way. And the iPhone does that so well. I guess my point is, it's such an unbelievable video camera that you can just have with you in your pocket at all times. These videos highlighted that to me again, how incredible the camera in our pocket is. Don't you think, Lewis?
Well, yes and no. I mean, it is a fantastic thing, but if you read the fine print on those videos, you see that other hardware and, software was used, right? So they took that and they mixed it down. You can hear it bouncing left to right, right? Like the woman reading the dopey poetry, you can hear a voice bouncing from left to right. I mean, that's
a good point. I didn't even think about that.
So, you know,
so you're saying it's enhanced.
It's absolute. I mean, they say it right there in the notes. So I'm not saying it is a great, great video camera, but it does have its limitations. And this kind of reminds me of this thing. I don't know if you've ever heard of this device called... Oh, listen to that.
Oh.
I moved something.
Oh, the hair on my neck. Stop.
There's this device called Mic Me. Have you heard of this thing?
Uh-uh.
It's a pretty cool little device. It's like the size of, half of a pack of cigarettes. And it's a little microphone that you sync to your iPhone, and it produces, like, excellent sounding audio. And, they God knows what kind of microphones they were using for these shoots, right? I mean, they probably had a crew of 10 people. I don't know about 10, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So anyway, not to diss it too strong, but I'm just saying, like, there is hardware that they can use to make things sound better. They could have had big boom mics. Who knows?
Hold on a sec. Now, if you're using a boom mic, now you're cheating. You know what I'm saying? If I can understand them taking audio that was recorded by the iPhone and enhancing it, because then at least you're using the sound that was captured by the hardware, so everyone's on the same playing field. But if you're connecting a Sennheiser MKH-416 to a piece of hardware that connects to the iPhone and using some $1,000 microphone to record sound, now you're cheating. That's not the same as saying recorded on the iPhone.
Well, it doesn't say that. It says shot on iPhone, right?
Yeah, but when you say shot on iPhone and you're recording ASMR, I guess for me, I presume that means that the sound is also coming from the iPhone.
Well, there's sucker born every minute.
Oh,
I don't know.
You?
I mean, what does it say? Yeah. It says exactly, shot on iPhone XS and iPhone XS Max by Anson Vogel. Additional software and professional hardware used.
Whoa.
What do you think that means?
I think it means that this whole thing is a gall darn lie.
It's an advertising campaign designed to get people excited about Apple products.
But that's like doing a car commercial and you're showing it going around corners and how fast it can go, and then at the end of the commercial they're like, "All right, cut," and they take off the like the shell of the Subaru and there's actually a Lamborghini underneath. And they were just using a Lamborghini the whole time for the shoot.
Well, that's what they do though, right? I mean, they take a car and then they beef it up, and then they shoot it doing these crazy things. I mean, it's advertising.
I know, but it feels like a huge lie now. Now I'm not nearly as impressed. But you know what? I still love my iPhone recording capabilities. And the other thing I wanted to highlight is people take this for granted all the time. The face focus feature on the iPhone is top notch. There are so many cameras out there, you wouldn't believe how bad the autofocus systems are. I have cameras that cost thousands of dollars. In fact, the one that I use for YouTube, it was like a $3,000 camera, and its autofocus isn't as good as the iPhone's is. The iPhone's nails your face focus virtually every single time. You don't even think about it. It just puts a square around the person's face, and poof, you have autofocus. But that's not how most cameras work. In fact, most professional cameras don't even have autofocus. You got to pay a guy whose entire career is focusing the camera. That's what he does for a living, like in Hollywood. They pay two guys. One guy holds the camera, and they have another guy who might be, well, usually they attach a device to the camera called a follow focus, and it can have a digital remote control that a person who's not even near the camera is controlling, and he is the one actually focusing the camera while the other guy points it. You're doing it all with a device in your hand. And that's pretty cool.
What's that guy called?
The focuser.
Focus puller.
I don't know if that's the focus puller. Do you actually know?
Yeah, focus puller.
He's the focuser, Lewis. It's a focuser.
He's the hocus pocus focuser.
He's making like $100K a year, and all he does is focus. Although focusing is really hard. If you're focusing on something in an action sequence, and you got The Rock, and his shirts just got ripped off, and now he's jumping towards the camera, and you got to make sure those nips are in crystal clear focus the entire time he's flying through the air. That's a difficult thing to do.
It's tough.
You know, especially when his pecs are just glistening, and you kind of get lost in the moment. You're like, look at those pecs, dear mama. They're coming right towards my face. And you're like, uh-oh, I'm not focusing. You know what I mean? It's easy to forget.
Absolutely.
It wouldn't happen to me, but I'm sure it'd probably happen to you anyway.
I can't see anything anyway, so.
So you wouldn't even know.
Not my ideal job.
Well, you'd make a terrible focus puller. The people would be like, what is this? Can't see a dang thing. Anyway, that's the Apple ASMR commercials. I'll link to this in the show notes if you want to check these out. Definitely wear your headphones. You got to be wearing headphones to really appreciate the audio in these. Let's talk about the Samsung Galaxy Note. Because there was a little bit of controversy. Well, a little bit of controversy about the base features on the phone. And when I say a little bit, this was one of the top stories of the week on Reddit, the Apple Reddit subreddit. Man, this got upvoted a lot. But before I tell you what the controversy was, let's just talk about the Galaxy 10, 10 Plus impressions. Because it just got announced. And I was watching some of the coverage of this phone. And I got to say, for the first time, maybe ever, I would say I have a little bit of hardware envy. That full screen design. First of all, it's a full screen. And when I say full, there are no bezels on the screen whatsoever. The screen, it's like an infinity screen. It goes absolute edge, like hair width edge to hair width edge. The entire front of the phone is a screen. And they got rid of the notch. And what they did was they just put a tiny little camera hole in the screen, and it's just a tiny little hole, and the rest of the front of the phone is just screen. The back of it is beautiful. They have this new iridescent color that kind of changes depending on how you move the phone. The color shifts. What did you think of the industrial design, Lewis? Because I thought it looked beautiful.
Yeah, it did look good. I mean, for sure. And the colors, I like that iridescent looking phone too. And I think that's one of the things that I think somebody was mentioning in Slack or something, or, you know, Apple could do more with that, right? I mean, especially with like the 10 and the 10S. I mean, those are the high end ones. It's like, you know, it's a little samey, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember when they came out with the, you know, those red ones, you know, it's like, wow, look at that, some color. It's awesome. And, right. You know, of course, the 10R? Tons of colors, right?
Yeah.
Which one did you get?
I got the 10R, the white one.
Oh, right. You went with the white. That's right.
But it is a beautiful phone. And the back of it, because it's glass, it just looks, even now, it still looks brand new.
Is it almost iridescent?
Not quite.
Yeah, it was hard to tell what that iridescent looks like, but in some of the videos I saw online, it looks pretty cool, I gotta say.
It's a little out there, but, and it's funny, this is one of the things I criticize Apple or Samsung about. They can be a little bit zany sometimes, but Apple, on the other hand, because they are so focused on design and they want to have such beautiful designs, sometimes I feel like they can be a little too conservative with their design and they're not willing to take risks. But I'm hoping that the new iPhones adopt this infinity screen that is just a huge screen with no distractions. Maybe get rid of the notch, just have a punch out for the camera, and the phone or the earpiece on the phone. I don't think they will, but it would be really cool. I don't understand why Apple has such thick bezels compared to the Samsung Galaxy products.
Oh, so now these are thick?
Well, the bezel around the 10S and the 10S Match, it's a lot bigger than the Samsung Galaxy phone. Don't you think? I mean, look at the Galaxy Note 10. It's like imperceptible how small the bezel is.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, you got to have something to grab onto. I don't know. I mean, it looks good. I don't know. I'd like to see one. I'd like to hold it in my hand before I comment.
Well, me too. But from the videos I saw, I was like,
yeah, looks
sexy.
Good.
It's sexy.
I mean,
sexy.
There's no reason to think that the next ones will be, you know, like have bigger bezels. So,
of course, it is running Android. So, no dice. No dice. No, no dice on that one. But the other thing I wanted to mention before I talk about the little controversy is they removed the headphone jack, which Samsung actually had videos making fun of Apple for doing that exact same thing. And several people noticed that those videos that Samsung had released that was trying to make fun of Apple, they deleted those videos from YouTube conveniently.
Yeah, disappeared.
Today.
What a mystery.
Yeah, they just disappeared. And now there's no headphone jack on their phone either. So no more making... I love when they make fun of Apple and then they just quietly copy them and then delete the videos that they, you know, had released to make fun of them.
Yeah, that's pretty classy, you know? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
I think I'd be a little bit embarrassed about that.
But that's what makes Samsung so funny, so quirky, right? They do stuff like that, and then they're like, oh, you know, never mind.
Yeah,
I guess
it's no folding phone.
Yeah, which is supposed to be out in September, by the way.
Oh, have a good laugh with that one.
How dare you make fun of that phone? Well, so let me mention the controversy. This is something that I have talked about on this show before. And that is just how little Apple gives you for the money that you spend. And when I say how little, I'm referring specifically to the storage that they give you in their phones and in their laptops. So this guy does this post on Reddit about how he's upset that Apple is giving you so little storage compared to what Samsung is giving you in the Galaxy Note. He said, I decided to tune in to Samsung's new Note 10 launch. I won't lie, I was super salty when I saw Samsung's base storage is 256 gigabytes with the Note 10, and it's only $950. It kind of feels bad considering I paid $1,000 for my 10S with 64 gigabytes. I'm hoping Apple bumps their base storage across all their products. And then he kind of went away for a while. Didn't expect this post to blow up. This post got almost 16,000 thumbs up,
whoa,
which on the Apple subreddit is huge. I'm not sure if I've seen one get this many before. So he came back, surprised, and said, I didn't expect this to make it to the front page, but I'm glad the general consensus is 64 gigabytes on a $1,000 phone and 128 gigabytes on a $1,200 laptop is not enough. Over time, everything is starting to take more storage, so I'd say it'd be nice for Apple to step it up and give us a little more for our money. To which I said, amen.
Preach.
Amen. This is one of the things that Apple does that really, it really chaps my cojones. You know what I'm saying, Lewis?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's like $1,000 for a phone and you only give me 64 gigs, or you pay, I joke about this all the time, you know, you're going to buy the $7,000 Mac Pro and they're like, oh, did you want more than 128 gigs of storage? Well, you can upgrade to 256 for $9,000. It just feels too cheap. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yeah. And I don't know enough about the actual specifics of this stuff, but I mean, is the hardware that Apple is using actually better? I mean, is it actually a better storage, or is it just basically the same thing and they're just, you know, basically abusing us?
Well, I would guess it's probably better, but it's not that much better.
It's not $50 better.
Well, you can get SSD drives now, even NVMe SSD drives on the PC that rival the speeds that are available on Apple's you know, in Apple's SSDs. Now, they're not quite as good, but they're probably like 90%. And you can buy a 1 terabyte SSD, NVMe SSD on a PC, which is like the fastest kind that they make. You can get a 1 terabyte for $100. How much does Apple charge for a 1 terabyte? I mean, is it $500? I'd have to go look. Yeah. I'm not even sure, but it's preposterous. It's very high.
I wonder how they, how they sort of justify that. You know, I mean, because they're always talking up all these like, high-minded. We're giving people all these great tools, and we're extracting a pound of flesh. I mean, you would think that they would actually look at it and go, you know what? Let's give people a little bit more.
I think the reason they do it is because it boosts their profit. They give you a base level. On the phone, it's not as bad because most people aren't storing big files on their phones. And you can store your photos in the cloud and stuff. So you could probably get by with 64 gigabytes. In fact, you definitely could unless you're taking a lot of video. But on a Mac with 128 gigs of storage where the OS takes 12, that's preposterous. I mean, getting that little storage, I don't think any computer should come with less than 256. 256 is barely enough to get by. But 128 is downright cheap. It's downright cheap, Tim. I'm not afraid to say it. And for the prices that you pay, I think that Apple should give you what you're paying for and not be so gall darn cheap with their storage, which they do across all their devices. So people were pissed about that. It made me feel good because that's something I complain about on the show, you know, pretty frequently, probably too frequently. But I know many of you out there feel the same way I do, that they just need to do more. And now that we have evidence that Tim Cook listens to the show, you know, maybe he'll take this to heart and he'll say, give him more memory, y'all. And that'll be the end of that. Okay. Wow, did we cruise through this show that fast? Yeah, we're almost, we're towards the end here, but we're to the best part. Oh, before we talk about the internet is stalking me story, Lewis.
Yeah.
Do you want to give us the details on how to decline a call on the iPhone? Oh, wait a second. Was I going to do this tip?
I think you were, because you're the one who's mastered it. I'm the one who relies on the Apple Watch.
Right. That's right. That's right. So your hot tip was to just use your Apple Watch to decline a call when it comes in. But I'm not always wearing my Apple Watch. I don't think I wear it as faithfully as you do.
I'm almost never without it. I don't wear it in the shower the way Tim Cook does, but every other minute of every day.
You don't wear it into the shower?
No, I don't. Are you?
Oh, man, that's one of the primary places I wear.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm kind of veering off the path here. One of the things that my Apple Watch does for me that I absolutely love is it lets me control the volume on my phone, and it lets me skip through podcasts. So if I hit a podcast that comes up with an ad... Now, I would say never do this with the Cultcast, ever.
Why would anybody do that with the Cultcast?
They're engaging, they're entertaining, we're selling you products that you want to hear about.
I don't even think that works with the Cultcast.
If you listen to the Vergecast and you don't want to hear their shrill, unmanly voices try to pitch you yet another soy product, then you can open up the podcast app and you can just tap the skip ahead button. And I use that all the time. So... boy, is this just not the apex of technological laziness? I have my iPhone in the shower with me. It's literally 6 to 12 inches from my hand.
The phone is in the shower?
The phone is too. I bring the phone
in the shower.
Yeah, I used to have a shower speaker, but I have completely stopped using it because the iPhone is waterproof. So I just bring it into the shower with me now as my main speaker because I listen to podcasts when I'm in the shower. And... if it hits an ad, I can use my Apple Watch to skip through the ad. Or if I want to repeat something, right? They said something, I didn't catch it. I can use the back button to skip back 15 seconds. And I can also use the digital crown to control the volume. Man, I use that all the time. It's one of the best features about the Apple Watch that I love and I use the most often. But apparently you can also use it to decline a call. But before I talk about how to decline a call, I'm going to tell you how to do something that virtually everyone knows how to do. But just in case you don't, I'll tell you how to do it. And that is muting calls. If you get a phone call, but you don't want to send it directly to voicemail, because that's what declining a call does. Muting a call turns off the ringer, turns off vibration. But it will still, to your caller, have them not... well, it will still ring 4 times. So they don't know that you've declined the call or that you've muted the call, and it sends them to voicemail after four rings. Sometimes you don't want to be rude, right? Sometimes, like sometimes I decline my mom's calls because I'm just in a habit of declining calls now. So if I can't answer, I just decline it instead of muting it. And then after I call her back, she's like, "Why did you decline my call? I just went straight to voicemail." And she's offended. So sometimes you want to just mute the call so it, you make them think that you're not there, as opposed to you're there. You just literally don't want to talk to them, and you've declined the call and sent them directly to voicemail, so they know that you're doing it. So if you want to mute the call, you can just press the wake or the sleep button on your iPhone on the right-hand side. Just press it once, or you can press the volume button up or down depending on which iPhone you have. That doesn't work on every iPhone, but that will turn off the ringer, turn off the vibration, and it will still let your caller hear four rings before sending them to voicemail. Now, if you want to just send them directly to voicemail, which is what I tend to do, I don't know why I prefer this, because it annoys me that when I mute the call, I can still see the phone ringing. Or maybe you're doing something on your phone and you don't want to wait for it for the ringing to be done. You just want to keep doing whatever you're doing. This is the hot tip that so many people don't know. I didn't know this for years. If you want to decline the call, you double tap on the wake sleep button and poof, the caller is sent directly to your voicemail, and you can get right back to that Apple ASMR video. Perfect example. You listen to the Apple ASMR and all of a sudden your landlord calls to talk to you about how your rent check is due and you haven't paid it. You're not trying to hear that noise. You're trying to relax. You're stressed out enough. You haven't paid your rent and you're going to get evicted. You're trying to relax. You double tap the wake sleep button. Your landlord's gone. He's on the voicemail. He's talking to your voicemail. And you're listening to the ASMR. I feel like I'm going into ASMR mode with my low frosty voice right now. How do you feel about that, Lewis?
I'm sorry. I was distracted by your voice.
I was going Barry White and relaxing everyone. So that's how you do that. Another hot tip. Where are you getting tips this hot? Nowhere. Do you think that one of the other Apple podcasts knows about that tip? You think John Gruber knows about that tip?
Oh, this is a quick double tap. I never use it. I don't think I've ever used this. I always just use the watch.
All the time. Because sometimes you don't have your watch. Many people listening to the show, they don't have an Apple Watch.
All right.
They're not interested in an Apple Watch. They're not watch people. Although I gotta say, I was on vacation this week and I use my Apple Watch all the time. It's so handy. Setting timers, knowing what the weather is, knowing what the air quality is, seeing what the forecast is. There's so many things that I use my iPhone on when I'm on vacation. I was swimming. And you're probably not going to bring your iPhone into the water with you. It's way too big. It doesn't fit in your Speedo. But you have your watch on, you can see what time it is, you know how long you've been in the water, set timers. It's so handy. It's so handy, Lewis. It's become one of my most handy tools. But, you know, every once in a while, I just feel like I don't want to have it on. I want to go watchless.
Did you use the that waterproof mode or whatever it's called?
I did. You mean to squirt the water out?
Well, yeah. I mean, the little setting in there, you know, as you press the little water droplet. So that it goes into that. Okay. Before you went in.
Yeah.
You don't do that in the shower though, right?
No, I don't do that in the shower. I only do that when it gets submerged. Yeah. Although I have to say, I think that my speakers maybe got damaged somehow, because you know what a speaker sounds like when it gets blown out?
Yeah.
That's what my Apple Watch speaker sounds like now. So I think that maybe the speaker was damaged somehow. I was actually going to take it into the store and see if they'll give me a new one, but I don't know. When did the Apple Watch come out? I might be out of warranty now.
It's not over a year, right? You got the 4.
I got the 4, yeah, that's right. And actually, I didn't get mine right away, did I?
No, you didn't. You were a little bit of a laggard. But,
ooh, baby. You know, I'm getting a new watch. Not, I'm going to go in there.
It's not, you know, they don't cover water damage, of course, but.
Well, I don't think it's water damaged. It might just be that it got blown out or something. I don't know what happened, but it sounds like S-H-I-T-E in a San Francisco back alleyway. That's what it sounds like. It sounds terrible. I don't know why. You know the one feature, I know I'm going on a tangent here, but one other thing I wanted to add, you know the one feature I would love for them to add to the Apple Watch is the ability to listen to music and podcast on the speaker on your Apple Watch. For some reason, they don't let you do that, and I don't know why.
It may not be up to that much, you know? I mean,
what do you mean?
I mean, how big can that speaker be, you know? And you know that if people if they made it possible to do that, people would just be cranking it up, right?
And yeah, but they can give you like a volume limiter or something.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know. I just bet it's not made for that kind of, you know, it's probably not made to sit there and work for 6 hours in a row.
Or maybe they have attenuated it so that you can hear Siri's voice really well. So it would sound like crap if it played music or something. I don't know. But it would be handy, wouldn't it? I mean, the fact that you can download content on your Apple Watch, but then you have to listen to the content via AirPods is really dumb.
I bet you there's almost no, I don't know. I don't know. I bet it would just sound bad and not be very pleasant.
Put a better speaker in it. Put a subwoofer in.
Yeah, there we go. You know,
give it some bass.
subwoofer on a stacking bracelet.
It's not a bad idea. Okay, well, that's all the Apple stories we have for you this week. But I thought I would wrap up with this story about how the internet is stalking me. You hear people have these stories all the time. I generally don't have them. I've never had an instance where I was doing something in real life and then I felt like it was following me all throughout my digital life on the internet and stuff. But I had three things happen consecutively on three different days and it kind of freaked me out, but it was also really exciting. So the first instance, on the first day, I was over at my neighbor's house and we were just chit-chatting, right? Like neighbors do. And we got to talking about muscle cars. I used to own a muscle car. Did you ever see American Pie, the one with Kevin Spacey, American Beauty? Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah.
Do you remember that Firebird that he goes out and buys like midway through that movie? It's like this really beautiful muscle car.
No, not specifically.
Yeah, most people aren't familiar with Firebirds. They kind of look like Camaros. It was like a 72. I had that exact same car when I was in high school. And I like muscle cars. The one that I've always wanted to own is a Dodge Challenger. It's a newer version of an old school muscle car that used to be made for a long time. And I was just talking with my neighbor about how cool those cars are. Well, the next day I'm on Instagram. Guess what ad I see?
No way.
It's the exact same Dodge Charger that we were talking about in an advertisement. And I was like, that's crazy. We were literally just talking about that. And I was thinking, of course, this is what you always think, right? Is my iPhone listening to me? is it listening to what I'm saying? How could this ad possibly show up? I'm not searching for this car, mind you, on the internet. It's not like we did an internet search. I've never searched for this car ever that I can think of, but there's the ad for the exact same car we were talking about. So I don't think anything of it. And later that day, I'm driving around and I see this guy on the street and he's wearing this shirt with a logo on it that I have never seen before. And I think it said Huel, H-U-E-L. And I didn't know what it was, but I thought to myself, oh, that's a interesting shirt. And then I just kept driving. The next day, I see an ad on Twitter for that exact same product. And it explains to me exactly what the product is. It's some type of like health food. And not only does it say what the product is, but if you order the product, you get that exact shirt.
What?
How crazy is that?
Never even heard of it. And you didn't search for it or say it out loud?
No, I did
or
not.
Nothing?
No, I didn't talk to anyone about it. I literally just saw it on the streets. And it was a brand that I was unfamiliar with, and the logo was really prominent on the shirt. So I just noticed it, and it stuck with me. And then, poof, the next day, there it is in a Twitter advertisement. Bizarre, right?
Yeah, that's a little nuts.
Well, it gets even weirder, okay? This is the strangest internet interaction that you'll ever hear. This is a true story. That same day that I saw the Twitter advertisement for Huel, I was watching a YouTube video and I was watching some people go through Galaxy's Edge, which is a new world at Disneyland and soon to be Disney World. Have you heard very much about this?
No.
Okay. So it's this new world called Galaxy's Edge. It's the Star Wars exhibit that Disney spent like $1 billion creating.
I've heard about it, but I haven't heard much about it.
It has a real life.
And I saw something about it not being that successful or something.
I saw that same story that it wasn't as packed as they were hoping it was going to be, which we could do a whole other segment on. But I was watching one of the YouTubers that I watch most often going through this world, and he brought on another YouTuber who I'm not really familiar with. His name is Billy the Fridge, and he's kind of like a recognizable guy because he used to be really fat, but he lost a bunch of weight. But he's got like long, Weird Al hair, and then he wears a bandana around it. So he dresses kind of flamboyantly and very uniquely, right? So he makes like a guest appearance in this show, and he is going through Galaxy's Edge with this other YouTuber that I know, and I didn't think very much of it. Video's over, right? I don't think about him again. The next day, Lewis,
yeah,
I'm in my living room, and
Billy Fridge is there?
I'm in my living room. I look outside and I'm like, that looks like Billy the Fridge.
What?
That looks like Billy the Fridge. And he's walking with another guy. He's got the same bandana on with the hair and everything. And I drop everything that I'm doing. I run outside, right? And he's kind of like 100, 200 feet ahead of me at this point. And I'm running down the street like a crazy person, like in the middle of the street trying to see. And I'm like, that's Billy the Fridge. That's got to be him.
Good grief.
And he's just walking down the street in my neighborhood. And I come back inside and I'm like, there's no way that was him, right? So I go back to this video and I watch that Galaxy's Edge video again. And I'm like, that's got to be him. So I go to Billy the Fridge's YouTube channel now, right? And I'm trying to see if maybe he made a video about doing something in Seattle. And he didn't have anything posted, but he's there in this video with a girl. So she gives her Instagram information. And I'm like, well, maybe they posted something on Instagram. So I go to this girl's Instagram page. She's from the same area that I'm from. So she's from my neighborhood. So I think this girl is his girlfriend. God. And he was probably visiting her. And so that was him. So I see him in a video. And then the next day, he shows up in front of my gall darn house.
That is unsettling.
Is that not completely crazy? So you know what I've been doing?
Mushrooms.
I've been watching winning lottery ticket videos.
Good idea.
I've been watching Beyonce videos. I'm like, all right, internet gods, if this is what you want to do for me, I'm watching videos about everything I want to see show up in front of my house.
I'm a little bit sad that you didn't actually run this guy down. You know,
it was definitely him. Wow. Absolutely. Well, I have no doubt in my mind. I mean, I got a good look at him. It was him.
Can you look out your front window right now and let us know if he's standing out there staring right up at you?
Wait. I'm looking out my front window and it's not him, but you know who it is? It's Beyonce. What is she's holding something?
Jackpot!
She's saying Lotto, Lotto. She's waving it back and forth.
55, 23, 8, 16.
I gotta go, Lewis. She wants me to come marry her and take the lottery ticket.
Well, that's gonna be great.
Yeah, so this will be my last show, but we wrapped up with a bang. Okay, Lewis, let's go ahead and wrap it up. That's all the cult cast we have for you guys this week. But if you want to come say hi to us, we're both on Twitter. I'm at Erefon, E-R-F-O-N. Lewis is at Lewis Wallace. This has been the cult cast, the best 30-plus minute alpha conversation you're going to hear all week long. New episodes of the cult cast come out every Thursday night. I want to thank everyone for listening. Oh, happy 400th episode, Lewis. We completely forgot to mention 400 episodes. Thank you to everyone who's tuned in.
Holy cow.
For 400 episodes. And we'll see you guys for episode 401. I did get it right. That's a bonus. Wrap us up with some ASMR. Some ASMR for 400. Yeah. Here, I'll wave some paper for the microphone.
Oh, I'm so relaxed.
That's like that's my banking statement.
Yes.
Oh, there he is. The other guy, the main guy. The best guy.
Yeah. Oh,
there's,
my God.
There's that sigh I was missing.
Yeah.
And a stretch, too. Got both of them.
Oh, it's great.
Isn't it good to be sans LK in the office? By your, you're in the office, right?
I went into the office yesterday, but I'm not going in there when nobody's there.
Why not? You finally get the place to yourself. You can dress up in Leander's CEO outfit, his Lycra outfit, that tight outfit, walk around, you know, maybe without an outfit, just in your shoes, like Leander does when you're not there.
Every time I go down there, I risk stepping on a hobo needle or, you know, slipping on a pile of poo. So
it's like banana peels down there. There's just a little tiny pile around every corner, right? You slip and fall into a needle, and
yeah, the hobo turd is the new banana peel.
Well, you slide out into traffic. Get
hit by whoa!
I heard accidental semi truck accidents just colliding with humans are they've skyrocketed in San Francisco. They're up like 1,000%.